In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The scolding words of the religious leader, the chief rabbi of a local synagogue. Those words directed at our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son and Word of God, who had come in the flesh to save mankind, to restore the image which he made in the beginning, as we sing on Christmas Eve, who had just healed a woman who was bowed together, bent over, for 18 years of terrible suffering. And she glorified God for her healing, a wonderful day, the Lord's Day. And surely, over those years, she had come to the synagogue on other days of the week, besides the Sabbath, hoping to be healed. But this was the day for the Lord to act, for her to be able to stand up, look up, and behold her Lord face to face, in the face of Jesus. But the religious leader is not pleased. The rule had been broken. Never mind the results. There's a rule, a religious rule, a law, so says the religious one. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord protect us from such religious people, from religious people who look not for the hand of God in things, but for keeping the rules, enforcing the rules. Religious people are a challenge. They cannot abide the bending or breaking of the rules, and they find those offenses all the time. Each of us has a certain comfort in things being in order, a place for everything and everything in its place. But there's a limit. We are here, in many ways, to overcome merely religion. Some people had to leave over the years because they were too religious. They could not abide. We fell short of their standards. Now someone might say, look who's talking. Isn't the priest the one in charge of giving the religious rules, the directions, the obligations, the regulations? And yes, that's true. And this time of year is a strong reminder when having to speak to people of the Nativity fast, to lay down a rule that goes against the grain, that's truly counterculture, fasting when the world is feasting. And so we are reminded, in what church has more rules than the Orthodox Church? It must be full of the kind of religious people we see in this morning's gospel, is it not? Yes, but the same church, brothers and sisters, likewise teaches the rule of prayer. That prayer is the first rule, seeking communion with God in all things. Then there's the rule of love, hopefully informed by our prayer. And the rule of love drives our worship. Our worship, which is doxology, to come to give glory to God, despite our shortcomings and failures, and regardless of the shortcomings and failures of others. Endeavoring to keep the spirit of unity in the bond of peace, as we heard in our epistle from Ephesians. So the goal is that though we may appear to the world to be merely religious people, we would in fact be prayerful people. The goal is to be prayerful people, not merely religious people, to not stop short being just religious. It's easy to be religious people. You learn all the rules and practices, and then you watch and identify those who aren't keeping them right. On the other hand, it's hard to be a prayerful person. You know the rules, And the rules give structure, order, direction to your life. As St. Paul said, let everything be done in good order. But the goal, brothers and sisters, is to encounter God, in prayer and in worship. This week for our inquirers class, we'll have our one special night of the temple tour, where we come with the class and we go through the church. We talk about the physical layout of the church, but we also talk about what is done and how things are done and why things are done by the people in worship, with the reminder that there's a rule, a guideline, but there's also freedom within the rule. You can make the sign of the cross at every Lord of Mercy, or only when you feel like. You can make the sign of the cross whenever the Trinity is mentioned. If you'd rather not, you don't have to. But there's a rule, and there's freedom within the rule. There's flexibility, there's feeling, there's your own human contact and connection with what's going on in church. Again, what we do here has to be for God. For God. For God, not just for fulfilling a rule. And for each of us to be in the community and not looking over the community. To be in the community, not being above the community. When a priest is just a religious person, it often goes badly. It has at times for me. When a priest wraps himself in religious externals and is not a prayerful person, you get the kind of attitude seen in the synagogue rule leader. And I'm guilty as charged in this regard over the years. It's the temptation. It's the constant temptation to perform the externals, but to be not focused on God. To do all the rituals, touch all the bases, but not to be focused on God, not to be prayerful, to be religious but not godly, to have everything in order but for the soul to be in disarray. So the need to repent of being merely religious, this then, brothers and sisters, is the challenge to each and every one of us. We need the rules and guidelines given to us to precisely go beyond the rules and guidelines in order to enter into the heart of God. That the rules challenge us to go beyond ourselves, to challenge us to do things we wouldn't do if left to our own ideas and our own efforts, but that they call us to the rule of love. The rule of love which is patient and kind with the failings of others because we see our own failings ever before us. That we bow our heads and say, I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned. I have sinned before heaven and before thy face, and I am not worthy to gaze upon the height of thy glory. I know my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. That's a prayer where we ask to be taught the most essential rules, the Lord's own statutes, to be written on our hearts. Brothers and sisters, our religion is to work on us. It is not for us to work on anyone else. Our religion is to work on us. It's not for us to work on anyone else. It's not rules and fuel for our judgment, for our condemnation, for our questioning, for our looking around. As the fathers say, keep your eyes on your own plate. As they teach in seminary, lex est credendi, Latin for the rule of prayer is the rule of faith. The rule of prayer is the rule of faith. The way we pray manifests how we believe. And the rule of faith is the rule of prayer. The way we pray, the way we believe shows our prayer. Our prayer reveals our faith. Our faith guides our prayer. But faith without prayer is dead. Faith without prayer is dead. It's just religion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.